Welcome to Manchester United Today.
Football predictions.
Hi, it's Peter Guest and the Moose, and we're here for another episode of the footballpredictions.net podcast covering French Ligue 1 games for the 30th of August to the 1st of September 2024. What have we got lined up today, Moose?
Yeah, we've got an interesting schedule coming up in Ligue 1, starting with Lyon at home to Strasbourg, Brest at home to Saint-Etienne, Montpellier takes on Nantes, Toulouse takes on Marseille, Lens travel to Monaco, Nice travel to Angers, Havre takes on Auxerre, Rennes takes on Rennes, and Lille takes on Paris Saint-Germain.
Yep, and you can see all the details for these matches that we're about to discuss that Moose has just mentioned in the podcast on our website, footballpredictions.net, along with the fixtures from just about every other football competition you can shake a stick at.
Yes, and on our website, it'll show you where to watch the games on local broadcast channels plus video streaming services, as well as team news, match odds from local bookmakers.
Now, if you look in the description of this podcast episode, you should find direct clickable links to all the matches that we're about to discuss. Geolocation and live streaming rules apply, 18 plus, gamble aware. Let's get straight into it. It's Lyon, 17th in the table, versus Strasbourg, who is 6th. It kicks off on Friday, 30th of August. At 7:45 p.m. in the UK, visit footballpredictions.net and you can view the kickoff time, the betting odds, the broadcast streaming channels, everything tailored for your location for this match. You can actually watch this one on the League One Pass, but also if you want to watch it subscription free, you can watch it on Bet365. They're streaming it and you can see it. Use our bonus code FP365 if you're new to them.
Yes, and as for Lyon, not the best start to the season. They've had two defeats from the first two matches in Ligue 1. First, at Rennes, a 3-0 defeat. We did predict them to go down at Rennes, but probably not as much as 3-0. And that was then followed up by a 2-0 home defeat last week to Monaco. So yeah, Lyon currently sitting at the bottom of the table. Strasbourg, on the other hand, now, this is interesting because Rennes beat Lyon 3-0. Now, Rennes then traveled to Strasbourg last weekend and lost 3-1. And furthermore, Strasbourg in the first game of the season had a 1-1 draw at Montpellier. So actually, fairly decent start to the season by Strasbourg. That 3-1 home win against Rennes, certainly. And also good point of Montpellier, 1-1. And yeah, so looking at the predictions, obviously, Lyon, they have lost their first two games, but it's a strong team, and you'll be going into this game. They need to turn their season around.
Yeah, absolutely. But do we think they will? That's the question. Okay, so for this game, our actual tip is both teams to score. You can get that at odds of 1.75. I'm just looking at this on the Football Predictions on that page for this game. And but yeah, we think Lyon will win, and we've gone for a win for them. 2-0, and sorry, I should say that again, 2-1 versus Strasbourg. And we've got 2-1, if you go for a 2-1 correct score prediction, odds of 8.5, which is pretty good considering that's a very common scoreline. And regarding the Lyon to win, like I said, 1.7, and both teams to score 1.75. Our users, all of you guys out there who vote on their webpage, 62% of people like Lyon. So they agree, and only 10% like Strasbourg, which is surprisingly low, but the rest, a staggering 29%, are currently like a draw of some description. So yeah, 2-1 to Lyon. Let's see how that one goes. And move on to Brest, who take on Saint-Etienne. Brest are 18th, Saint-Etienne 16th at the moment. Kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August, 4 p.m. in the UK, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net for the local kickoff time in your area and the betting odds and the broadcast streaming services that you can see available. This one you can watch on League One Pass if you like subscribing. If you want to go subscription free, you can watch it on Bet365. If you do that, use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and as for these two teams, a terrible start to the season for both. Both have lost their first two games of the season. Saint-Etienne first game of the season was at Monaco. Of course, not an easy start. We did predict Monaco to beat Saint-Etienne in that game, and Monaco beat them 1-0. However, in the next game, they played Havre at home, a game that they should probably have picked up some points, but they lost 2-0. A great win for Havre, but not great for Saint-Etienne. As for Brest, home game in the first one of the season, 5-1 defeat to Marseille. So Marseille obviously bought a lot of players this season, but I don't think anyone had anticipated them to just go ahead and beat Brest 5-1 in that first game of the season. So yeah, heavy defeat there. And then Brest traveled to Lyon last week, lost 2-0. And what did we predict? We predicted 2-0 to Lyon. So we had correct score, under 2.5 goals, no both teams to score, and the outcome correct in that particular game. And yeah, so two teams with two defeats, but we do predict one of them to get a win here.
Yeah, we think there's going to be a winner for once, and we think it's going to be Brest. Being at home, we think they will be able to get enough goals to get ahead and maybe score another one. We've gone for 2-0, and just looking at our poll, actually, 75% of people agree with us. So only 5% of people like a Saint-Etienne win, whereas 20% are looking at a draw. So, yeah, not much love there for Saint-Etienne. Let's hope that goes with our prediction as well. So Brest to win, you can get odds of 1.8, so they're pretty heavily favoured odds on to win anyway. And regarding the prediction, our tip, really, is under 2.5 goals. I know it's 2-0, but under 2.5, we think there won't be a lot of goals in this game because Brest don't tend to score a lot of goals usually, nor does Saint-Etienne for that matter. Not many in the whole season already. But 2-0 is under 2.5 goals, 1.8 odds. So if you like a 2-0, correct score, that is, 8 is what you can get for that, or 7-1. So 2-0 to Brest, we hope. Let's go on with Montpellier, who take on Nantes. And this one, Montpellier 14th, by the way, Nantes 7. In the table, kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August, 6 p.m. UK time. For this game, go to the footballpredictions.net page and you'll be able to see your local kickoff time, betting odds and available viewing options, one of which is the League One Pass. But you can also stream it if you don't want to pay a subscription. On Bet365, use our bonus code FP365.
Yeah, and that's for these two teams. Montpellier. Whoa, they got an absolute beating last week at PSG. We did predict a heavy defeat, actually, for Montpellier. We said that PSG were going to beat them in an over 2.5 game, and they beat them 6-0. So that's not a great one to go into this game on. In the first game of the season where Montpellier did play at home, they had a 1-1 draw at home to Strasbourg. Now for Nantes, they've had a much better start to the season. Obviously, a different opposition in Toulouse and Auxerre. However, at Toulouse, they actually got a 0-0 draw, and then they went on to beat Auxerre 2-0 at home. We said 1-0. It ended 2-0. So again, we had the outcome under 2.5 and no both team to score correct in that game. However, we do think that Montpellier could do something against Nantes here. Last season, Nantes did finish below Montpellier in the league table, and Montpellier probably do have the strongest team, and they would want to revenge that 6-0 defeat last week from PSG.
Yes, the Avengers. Well, Nantes haven't won away from home. I mean, this covers over two seasons, but in the last four matches in the league, we don't think they're going to win here either. So we're favouring Montpellier just. Montpellier to win, you get odds of 2.2. Both teams to score is what we like in this one as well. 1.75 odds on that. But we've gone for a correct score of 2-1 to the home team. Montpellier 2, Nantes 1. And 9 is what you can get in terms of the odds for a 2-1 correct scoreline, or 8-1, which is, I think, pretty good. Maybe worth a little bit on. But yeah, generally speaking, everyone on our site in the poll is looking at a Montpellier win. Not everyone, 65% of people anyway. But only 6% like Nantes, and a whopping 30% like a draw. So most people like a draw, but mainly Montpellier win. Moving on to Toulouse, who are 11th in the League One table at the moment, versus Marseille, who are 5th. Kicks off on Saturday, 31st of August, 8 p.m. in the UK. On footballpredictions.net, you can find your localised kickoff, of course. course, and along with localized odds, TV channels, and streaming services. This one you can watch on TV5 Mond Europe, League One Pass, but if you want to go subscription free, we always like going on Bet365. And if you do that, you can just use our bonus code FP365.
Yeah, and these two teams, wow, we talked about Marseille a little bit earlier, that game at Brest, first game of the season, 5-1 win, very convincing. However, then they played at home to Rennes last week, and that ended a 2-2 draw. So, yeah, they tend to seem to want to concede a bit, but yeah, should probably have won that game. That was what was anticipated. Now for Toulouse, and their beginning to the season, 2 draws. Firstly, a 0-0 draw at home to Nantes, and then last week they picked up a nice, sorry, the pundit, they picked up a good point at Nice, 1-1. So yeah, 2 points for Toulouse, but yeah, Marseille's had a fairly strong start to the season still. He scored 7 goals already after just 2 games, heading into this one. Now, Marseille and Toulouse, in terms of head-to-head, like, Toulouse do not particularly like to play Marseille. For the last many, many seasons, they've not managed to beat Marseille. We actually have to go all the way back to a cup game in 2016. So that's a run of about 14 matches where
They've not won against Marseille in their previous 20 league matches.
20 league matches, yeah. So, yeah. How does that bode for our prediction?
Well, I think it's to lose, isn't it? Again, Marseille, yeah, we think they'll win. We don't think it'll be as one-sided as it has been necessarily in the past. But, yeah, we do think it's going to be Marseille to triumph away. Now, just looking, look at our user poll, see what everyone else thinks. So, Marseille, 75%, but 3/4 of people believe it'll be a Marseille away win. Poor old Toulouse, only 8% of people like them, with 17% thinking it's a draw, so more likely a draw than a Toulouse win, even though it's at home. Correct score prediction of 1-0 is what we're going for this one. So 1-0, a narrow win, but a win all the same, and you get odds of 8 for 1-0 correct score. But yeah, I don't mind this one. It's a full-time result prediction of just Marseille to win, to keep on winning, of 1.91. I mean, they are favourites there, but, you know, it's quite good, 1.91. If you do like an under 2.5 goals tip, which is what we're also saying here, you can get odds of 2 for that. So, yeah, Marseille to win and Toulouse to lose at 1-0 is the predicted result. Monaco, yep, third in the table, are going to take on Lens on Sunday, 1st of September, pardon me, 2 p.m. UK time, that is. Go to footballpredictions.net for the webpage for this, and you can see your local kickoff time, the betting odds, and the broadcast streaming channel options available in your area. And this one, of course, you can watch using the League One Pass, and it's also available to watch on Bet365, subscription-free, using the bonus code FP365.
Yes, and these are two teams with winning starts to the season. Lens actually, even including the Conference League qualifier, which was a pretty strong result against Panathinaikos. But if we start in League One, they started at Angers and they beat them 1-0 in the first game of the season. We did predict that win, predicted them to beat Angers, and they beat them 1-0 in the Conference League qualifier. They beat Panathinaikos 2-1. That's a strong result against a Greek team, although Greek teams traditionally away from home, not that great. And then last week against Brest, we had it spot on with the correct score. We said Lens were going to beat Brest 2-0, and it ended 2-0. As for Monaco, also winning start to the season, beat Saint-Etienne 1-0. We predicted them to beat Saint-Etienne in that game. But they then went on to beat Lyon 2-0. So it's a strong, strong result, because Lyon is one of the teams that will be up there probably towards the end of the season. So yeah, 2-0 win, 2 clean sheets as well for Monaco. But yeah, they're going to play Lens, who the, last season, beat twice. Could that affect how we're looking at this game? Maybe.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Monaco are looking really strong. They have not been beaten in their previous 7 league matches at home. They have not been beaten by Lens in the last couple of games as well in the league. So, they're on fire at the minute, and we think they're going to carry on and do pretty well in this game. Of course, it's at home. They have got a couple of injuries, I think, but nothing too serious. Same as Lens, but prediction-wise, we think it's going to be Monaco, and we actually are going for quite a big win. 3-1 is what we like. If you like a correct score prediction, you can get odds of 13 for that, or 12-1, which is very high. Coming back down to earth, if you just want both teams to score prediction, which is what we're going for here, at 3-1, you can get 1.53. 1.53 is probably the safest bet, we think, for this game. But for a full-time result prediction, yeah, their odds on Monaco to win 1.85 is what you'll get for that. And people on our site who are voting like a Monaco win as well, 71% of you think that Monaco will win, and only 5% Lens. So, yeah, a draw of any description, 24% of people like that. So, yeah, quite high for the draw, but mainly I think you can't really look past Monaco at home. They're going travelling really well, and I think you should see a good season in store for them. 3-1.
Indeed.
Next, Angers take on Nice. Angers 15th, Nice 12th. That's early days, but Sunday 1st of September it kicks off at 4 p.m. in the UK time anyway. For this game, on the footballpredictions.net page for this game, you can see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and available viewing options. This one is one you can also watch on Bet365, live streamed, and use the bonus code FP365.
Yeah, and do you fear a little bit for Angers now they're back in League One? Because last time in League One, they only managed 4 wins the entire season. They then had to go down into League Two. They got promoted and bounced straight back up into League One, but they've started this League One season with 2 defeats already. 2 defeats that we actually have predicted, because last week at Lille, we said they were going to lose 2-0, and what happened? They lost 2-0, and in that first game of the season at home to Lens, they lost 1-0, and we predicted Lens to beat them in that game. As for Nice, not a great start to the season either, really. They did pick up a point at home to Toulouse, but probably a game that they should have won. And in the first game of the season, Auxerre, who is another promoted team, they lost 2-1. So not a great start for Nice. They're going into this game. This game is really going to be a key game for them to win. Last time they visited Angers when they were playing in League One, it ended 1-1. But we do feel that Nice would be able to edge Angers in this game.
Yeah, we do. Again, one that we think will be a close game. But yeah, Nice should get ahead. Close in terms of not many goals. In fact, so we're predicting an under 2.5 goals game. And you can only get 1.67 for that. But that's what we think. It looks like the bookies do as well. If you like a Nice win, again, similarly, 1.95 you can get for Nice to win. So, yeah, pretty reasonable. But, we've gone for a correct score here of 1-0, an away win for Nice. 6.5 is what you can get in terms of the odds for that. And regarding what people think who are you guys out there voting on our webpage for this game, 57% of people agree they think Nice will get the win, 14% for Angers, and 29%, which is the remainder, like a draw. In fact, all those people like a score draw. So, yeah, it's that would be 1-1. So still under 2.5 goals. Yeah, but let's see how it goes. Angers to get beaten by Nice, we think. Next, Avre, who take on Auxerre, 9th and 10th in the table, respectively, at this point. So on Sunday, it kicks off at, that's the 1st of September, at 4 p.m. And you can visit footballpredictions.net's webpage for this, and you see your local kickoff time, betting odds, and localized broadcast streaming channels tailored just for you for this match, depending on where you are. You can see this one live streamed again on Bet365, which is available subscription free, and use our bonus code FP365.
Yes, and that's for the beginning to the season for these two teams, a bit fairly decent start actually for both, like Auxerre, it's a promoted team, picked up a really good win in that first game of the season, beat Nice 2-1. But they did go down with a 2-0 defeat at Nantes last week, and we predicted them to lose that game. We had 1-0 and a 2-0. So again, no both teams to score under 2.5, and the outcome was correct on that one. Havre played at Saint-Etienne and they beat them 2-0. Bit of a surprise, but again, we had a low scoring game in that one and no both teams to score. So it was a 2-0 win to Havre. So we were in on both of those. Havre in the first game had a really tricky start to the season because they were playing PSG at home, and we did not surprisingly pick PSG to win that game, but actually we had both teams to score in that game. So we had both the outcome over 2.5 and both teams to score on that game correct. So going into this game, I think we're fairly confident in our predictions. It's going to be a tight game. Both teams obviously started with a win and a defeat. So what do they still need?
Well, it's very difficult to pick this one. We can't separate them. And interestingly, just looking at the user poll, people out there can't separate them either, because 40% of people think Havre will win, 40% think Auxerre will win, and the remaining 20 think it'll be a draw. We think it'll be a draw as well. And in fact, we're going for a 1-1. 1-1 draw will only get you odds of 6 or 5 to 1 as a correct score, which is surprisingly low, really. But I think we like the look of a draw as a full-time result prediction. And you can get odds of 3.3 for that. That's quite tasty. Regarding both teams to score, which we're also looking at here, odds of 1.8. So whichever direction you look in there, pretty good. But yeah, I'm not sure if it's one you want to bet your house on. Because it could really go either way, but we think they'll cancel themselves out and it'll be 1-1. Next up, Rennes versus Rennes, which is Reims, if you want to say it phonetically, versus Rennes. And 13th and 8th, Sunday, 1st of September, 4 p.m. kickoff. It's on footballpredictions.net's webpage, and you can find there the localized kickoff times, odds, TV channels, and streaming services for this game. This one, by the way, you can stream live on Bet365, subscription free. Use the bonus code FP365.
Yes, and as for these two teams, their start to the season, I mean, Rennes had a really good start to the season with that 3-0 home win against Lyon. We did actually predict Rennes to win that game. So we had the outcome and we had over 2.5 goals in that game correct. Now, in terms of Strasbourg, away, considering the result that Rennes just had against Lyon, it was probably a bit surprising that they went down 3-1 in that game. So yeah, they lost 3-1 that game. As opposed to Rennes, who played at home to Lille in their first game, we did predict them not to win. We also said there was going to be under 2.5 and no both teams to score. And both of these were correct, because Lille won that game 2-0. And then last week at Marseille, considering that Rennes just lost to Lille, and the fact that Marseille had that 5-1 win in their first game of the season, probably a bit surprising that it ended 2-2. So that was a good draw for Rennes. But against Rennes, it's going to be a tricky test for Rennes.
Yes. You know, I'm going to say Reims and Rennes for this, just because I just make sure it was very clear.
Yeah.
Reims, Rennes, but Rennes sounds very similar. So I'm just going to say Reims for now, for this game anyway. And we believe this will be a low scorer as well. We think it'll be just edged by Rennes, and we're going to go for an under 2.5 goals game in this one. You can get odds of that at 2 at the moment. Check our website for your local odds, and you know, they've changed all the time, don't they? But Rennes to win, the away team that is to win, you get odds of 2.38. And we think they're going to win just by the solitary goal. So 1-0 is what we've gone for. And so the correct score, and you actually get the correct score of 0-1, I should say, because Rennes being the away team, of 9.5. Regarding our poll, 39% of you think the away team, Rennes, will win. And the home team, Rennes, then will be 22% of people think that, or Reims, will be the winners, whereas the rest, which is quite a hefty 39%, believe it'll be a draw. So that's how tight people think this game might be. But yeah, we think it'll just be an away win for Rennes. Next up, we've got Lille, second in the table, would you believe, against, guess who, PSG, who are top. Sunday, 1st of September, 7:45 p.m. Go to footballpredictions.net's webpage for this, and you'll find, it's in the description, find the local kickoff time for yourself and the betting odds localized, and also the broadcast streaming options available in your area. One you can also watch on Bet365, which would be good to watch all the superstars of PSG visiting Lille, and use our bonus code FP365.
Yeah, and what a start PSG has had to this season. We've predicted it, of course. The 1-4-1, the first game against Havre, we said it was going to be a PSG win over 2.5, but also both teams to score. And then they thrashed Montpellier 6-0 last week. We predicted that outcome and over 2.5 goals as well. Now for Lille, they've also had a decent start to the season. They've actually been in action quite a bit because they have had to play Champions League qualifiers. And in the Champions League qualifiers, they actually beat Fenerbahce over two games. And literally as of when we're doing this podcast, they just qualified for the Champions League by beating Slavia Prague from Czech Republic. So, yeah, already had four European matches on their books. And in League One, they also have
they lost
two.
To Slavia Prague, didn't they?
They lost to Slavia Prague, but combined, they had already beaten them 2-0.
Oh, yes, at the
home.
First leg.
Yeah.
That's right.
So over the two legs, Lille went through. In League One, we actually predicted both of the outcomes. So we had them away to Rennes in the first game, and they won 2-0. We had 1-0. But again, outcome under 2.5 and no both teams to score. And then last week at home to Angers, we had 2-0 and our prediction was 2-0. So correct score. Of course, no both teams to score under 2.5 and Lille to win. So yeah, some really solid predictions. Now, I think in terms of our prediction for this game, considering the head-to-head between these two teams, over the past three seasons, PSG has scored over 20 goals against Lille. So, I think...
Five goals a match average.
Yep, that is that is some... That takes something. But yeah, we don't think it's going to be as heavy for Lille this time.
We don't. But another good stat is that PSG haven't been beaten in the last 25 league matches away from home, which is a pretty stunning run, isn't it? In terms of what we think, we do think it will be a PSG narrow win. We are actually just going for the 1-0. You get odds, if you like, a correct score of 8.5 on that. But in our poll, go to our website, you can take part in that. 65% of responders think PSG will win, 19% like Lille, and 16% like a draw. Regarding our, following on from our prediction, PSG to win, odds of 1.85, not as big as you might expect, not as small as you might expect, so 1.85, not too bad for a PSG win. Under 2.5 goals is what we're saying. And you get better odds on that, 2.1. So 1-0, 2-0 would do on that one, or even a 1-1. But we're going for a 0-1 away win for PSG. Now, if you do plan watching that game or any of those games on Bet365, because they're all being live streamed there, geolocation and live streaming rules apply, so you can't watch it from France. 18+, gamble aware, and use the bonus code FP365 if you haven't already got an account.
Yes, and in the description area of this podcast, you'll find links to the games we've just been discussing, or visit footballpredictions.net. Once you're there, you can browse the online places to watch the games from your location via streaming and TV channels, our tips for different betting markets, as well as team news, latest offers and odds.
And just in case you didn't know, we do produce these football podcasts across several other competitions in addition to League One. And you can listen to them all on podcast.footballpredictions.net or where you normally source your favorite podcasts from. Well, that's it. Thanks, Moose, and thanks for listening, everyone. And until the next one, it's...
Goodbye.
Au revoir.